What if I told you a hidden liquidity crisis, fueled by covert central bank operations, is poised to unravel the global financial system? Discover the alarming evidence and the surprising role of Bitcoin. Liquidity is breaking, and the economy is next. A Forward Guidance podcast featuring Michael Howell and Felix Jobin lays bare a concerning picture of the global financial landscape. Their discussion sets the stage for an examination of systemic risks and the possibility of an imminent liquidity crisis. The U.S. might be facing a liquidity crisis. Howell suggests we could see a significant crunch as early as September 2024. This isn't just about low bank reserves. It's a systemic problem affecting the entire financial system's ability to refinance debt. Think of it like a car needing fuel. If the fuel supply is low, the car sputters and might stall. The repo market is showing alarming signs. Widening spreads, think of these as cracks in a dam, signal potential trouble, mirroring the 2019 crisis. A slowing economy, dropping from around 7% growth to below 4%, worsens the situation. Howell's analysis, based on extrapolating current Federal Reserve trends, paints a stark picture. This isn't a minor blip. We're talking about the real possibility of a major financial crisis.
Well, I think we can actually go into detail of where we think the limits are, and we think we're actually very close. And you know, I've gone on record to say that if you extrapolate what's happening at the Federal Reserve, it's quite likely that to put it bluntly, the money runs out probably this September. So we're very close to that threshold, that dangerous threshold.
That's a pretty stark warning. Now let's look at some of the factors driving this potential crisis. Now, about the Fed. Howell describes what he calls a pump-and-dump scheme. Allegedly, the Federal Reserve and Treasury engaged in a covert operation in 2024, injecting around $6 trillion in liquidity through channels outside official QT policy. This involved the reverse repo facility, Treasury general account manipulations, and the now-defunct Bank Term Funding Program. The subsequent reduction of this hidden stimulus correlates with the current economic slowdown. This is all according to Howell's analysis, of course. Janet Yellen's legacy plays a significant role in this. Her policies, particularly the massive issuance of short-term Treasury bills, created a situation where the current chair, Scott Bessent, faces huge challenges in refinancing U.S. debt. Converting those short-term bills into longer-term debt is no easy task and could disrupt the markets significantly.
Okay, well, let me first start on what you've described as the pump and dump, which I think is a big, big deal. And I think it's not properly focused on. It's been aired by the administration as something that they've been concerned about. And this was really activities that Powell and Yellen got up to in 2024, arguably, allegedly, to try and get Biden reelected. I mean, clearly that failed.
Wow, that's quite an accusation. But the issues go beyond just the U.S. Let's look at the global picture. Forget the debt-to-GDP ratio. Howell says the debt-to-liquidity ratio is far more important for predicting financial stability. High debt relative to liquidity often leads to crises. Low debt relative to liquidity, that's where asset bubbles form. Right now, the ratio is rising. That's a red flag. Meanwhile, China's playing a different game. They're actively pursuing economic growth. To combat debt deflation, they're aiming to push the renminbi gold price up to about 26,000 yuan per ounce. They're also injecting significant liquidity. This resembles the U.S. response after the global financial crisis. This is a high-stakes gamble. They're not just focusing on the USD-CNY exchange rate. The renminbi gold price is crucial for their strategy. It's like they're playing a complex game of financial chess.
Now, this is a much, much more meaningful statistic than what I would say is the spurious figure that's often thrown out, which is debt to GDP. Now, debt to GDP is probably looked at because it's convenient and easy to measure. But like many things in economics, those things which are easy to measure take on inflated importance, when in actual fact they're irrelevant. And debt to GDP doesn't really mean very much in my sense. What you need to look at is whether that debt can be refinanced.
That's a powerful argument about focusing on the right metrics. And how do these macro trends affect the crypto markets? Could Bitcoin be a leading indicator of global liquidity? Howell thinks so. His analysis shows a correlation, and importantly, a causal relationship confirmed by a Granger causality test between global liquidity and Bitcoin's price. Liquidity seems to lead Bitcoin by about 13 weeks. A VAR model reveals three key influences on Bitcoin's price: global liquidity, investor risk appetite, and the dynamic interplay between gold and Bitcoin. Increasing global liquidity might cause a short-term Bitcoin rally, but long-term uncertainty remains due to things like debt maturities and central bank policies. Meanwhile, credit markets are showing signs of deterioration. Corporate bond yields are rising, and credit spreads are widening. This is all interconnected. The yield curve, when analyzed using MBS data, shows signs of suppression, distorting economic signals. The world risk cost cycle, a roughly 9 to 10 year cyclical pattern of investor allocation between risk and safe assets, suggests a decline in risk appetite among U.S. investors, possibly linked to the slowing economy and the reduction of the hidden stimulus. The script mentions that the spread between single B and triple A corporate securities is widening, indicating growing tensions and default risks.
Here is our weekly liquidity chart shown as the black line. That's global liquidity weekly. This is shown as a 6-week change. There's nothing, there's no mystification in a 6-week change. It's purely to remove the noise in the data series. Here, and I think that's clearly something which is of import, given the fact that if you look at the triple C, the triple C bond corporate credit that ended last quarter at 13.2%, it's jumped 200 basis points pretty much since early January, and these are pretty sizable moves coming through now. So the credit markets are deteriorating.
Those are some pretty significant numbers on credit market deterioration. We've uncovered a complex interplay of factors, a potential liquidity crisis, questionable central bank maneuvers, and the intriguing predictive potential of Bitcoin. The debt-to-liquidity ratio, not debt-to-GDP, emerges as a key indicator. The question remains, are we adequately prepared for the potential consequences of this precarious financial landscape? Consider diversifying your portfolio and reassessing your risk tolerance in light of these findings. This summary was assembled by a friendly robot. Mistakes are its love language.